where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The OPP have closed off portions of Courtright Line and Marthaville Road after a fatal crash this morning. Emergency crews responded to the intersection at around 11:40 after a commercial truck and a passenger vehicle collided. The roads are expected to be shut down into the evening hours. No charges have been laid just yet, and the investigation continues. Sarnia police are investigating a slew of robberies in Brightsgrove involving a stolen vehicle. Police say a white GMC pickup truck was involved in the theft of a generator, a motorcycle, construction tools, clothing, and more. Officers have recovered the vehicle, but are looking to return the other items to their rightful owners. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. An inquest into the death of a 31-year-old man who died at the Sarnia jail has adjourned so that the jury can deliberate. Jury members were dismissed just before 3 this afternoon. Travis Havers died by suicide December 5, 2020. The jury may make recommendations to prevent similar situations from happening in the future. A list of proposed recommendations was submitted as part of the 5-day inquest. Heavy rain is in the forecast, and that's prompted the St. Clair Region Conservation Authority to issue a flood outlook. Environment Canada is expecting a low-pressure system to dump about 40 millimeters of rain across the region tonight and into tomorrow. A special weather statement continues. The Conservation Authority doesn't expect significant flooding at this time, but says water levels will likely rise in creeks and streams. Soil is also expected to become saturated, which could lead to ponding, increased runoff, and seepage issues. Our days are about to get a little bit longer. Daylight saving time returns this weekend as we set the clocks ahead 1 hour at 2 on Sunday morning. Sarnia Fire Public Education Officer Mike Otis is reminding everyone of the importance of having batteries in your smoke alarms. It's the law in Ontario to have them installed on every story and outside all sleeping areas.
There are fines for not having working smoke alarms, but we preach education over enforcement, so we want to work with people to make sure they're protected. We just want everybody to be safe at the end of the day.
We're also encouraged to practice a home escape plan. Ontario's 133 fire-related deaths in 2022 were the highest in more than 20 years. Lambton Shores residents will see an increase of 4.21% on the municipal portion of their property tax bills this year. Council recently passed a budget of just over $51 million. That increase amounts to $21 per $100,000 of residential assessment. This week, the county also set its budget with a 5.5% tax hike. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. And over a dozen local craft drink producers are at Witter Station this weekend for Cheers Fest. It's being held tomorrow, featuring two different time slots from noon until 4 and 5 until 9. Spokesperson Shaylin Wagner says drinks can be purchased through tickets that are $2.50 apiece.
There'll be food available from Witter Station's restaurant, and we have some special circus acrobatic performances from Vertical Air out of London as well. So should be really exciting and lots to do and lots to see at the event.
Tickets are $20 and can be purchased online. Free shuttles will also be provided from select locations in Sarnia Lambton. Periods of rain in the forecast, 15 to 25 millimeters possible on a southeast wind, low 8 degrees. Rain ending near noon tomorrow, then cloudy with a chance of showers, temperature falling to 5 in the afternoon. Flurries on Sunday and windy, high 1, and mainly sunny Monday, high 7 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.